What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about privilege, if you will, white privilege here. Over at the Royal Air Force in Great Britain, they were holding a celebration to make a big deal over the release of Top Gun Maverick. And the Royal Air Force made a point of picking a non-white pilot to be seen standing there next to the aircraft. So, anyway, phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the FBI crime stats you brought up.
Yeah, what about them?
No, you were right. Yeah, versus the population who's committing all the crimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was cool, man. That was nice. And then good thing in the Donbass, they're winning, right?
Russia's winning, yeah. They're making tremendous progress. It's going to be Biden's second major military debacle after Afghanistan.
They're going to give up all the guns and shit. Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse. But yeah, they're winning there, right? And they're all encircling, but... But yeah, man, I just wanted to call and say hi to I guess they're winning there, right?
Yeah, Russia is saying that they're winning, and Zelensky isn't saying much of anything at all.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's an actor after all, right, Mike? Remember?
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah, pictures of him in leather pants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's like a dancer. Or like the misinformation lady. Remember her? At first you said she was like a good singer. She did, but she overplayed her hand.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, but all right, I'll go and let other calls go in. I just want to say hi, Mike, but you were right about the FBI statistics, man. That was cool that you brought that up. And one more point, if I can, please.
Certainly.
All right, thank you. Being well-adjusted, like that was a word, like a well-adjusted to like a insane society makes you look crazy or something. What is it? Like if you're in a world of insanity, the sane person looks crazy, right? All right. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And, it's been progressing slowly. All this stuff with, gay pride and drag queen story hour and the deterioration of education. And we're seeing more and more teachers actually get arrested for having sex with their students. I mean, that was considered, a major, major no-no back when I was teaching. And, but now it's just become part of the new normal. And it does seem like the entire country, or at least the left, is slowly going psychotic. And I don't know if it's something in the water out there in California I don't know. I guess we need to get a psychologist onto the show here to sort of try and explain why people are behaving the way they're behaving, because they certainly are, going nutso out there. Speaking of going nutso, I was looking on social media during the commercial break, and the protesters are already back in front of Justice Kavanaugh's home. They're marching up and down. They're banging on drums and making all kinds of a ruckus there. I guess having somebody try and actually assassinate him wasn't good enough for them. And I think the justices I hope they're taking care of their own security, because the Democrats shot down that bill to provide protection for them and their families. And, I think that was done in order to make them more likely to cave into public pressure. But if they were to do that, that would pretty much destroy the reputation and integrity of the Supreme Court. And I know people on the left wouldn't really care that much about it, but we're turning into a mobocracy here. And that's always the downside of democracy is mob rule. And that's why this nation was started as a constitutional republic. Okay. Alrighty. Let's see. We're going to go back to the phones here. Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I take it that you went to see Top Gun Maverick.
No, I haven't. It's available on streaming, and I'm probably going to go ahead and spend the money to look at it, because I like movies with airplanes. I love flight simulators, and I understand the photography on this one is really quite spectacular.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know, I kind of panned the movie when I first called about it, when it came out. But, I was being kind of hard. It is a very good movie, especially considering the current crop of movies, you know.
That's something I've been noticing going around the streaming services. I mean, first of all, for some reason, HBO Max just never connects. It just sits there, and I get the three dots dancing around here. Paramount Plus is working fairly well. But I was looking through the available movies, and most of them, they're junk. A lot of them are definitely woke themes, which I'm not interested in seeing. I watch movies to be entertained, not to be lectured at.
Yeah, right. And just the last time I'll ask you, did you ever get a chance to see those DVDs I sent you?
The ones about the space program.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them. Actually, I did watch them. I got them right here on the camera. And, it brings back a lot of memories. It brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't believe some people believe not only the Apollo mission, but all space missions are fake. that's a lot of effort to fake something.
That whole idea of the Apollo missions being faked, is designed to make the internet look kooky. And it's a propaganda technique, and it's called kookification. And, you get things like the Flat Earth Society that's out there now, and the Apollo moon landings were faked, and Hollow Earth is now making a comeback on that very same situation. And but people have kind of twigged onto the fact that this stuff is being deliberately planted to try and make the Internet look bad. And as the audience for the Internet matures, they basically ignore this nonsense now.
Right, yeah. Hey, this just came out today, and this was released from the Russian government, and the story was picked up by aviationline.com, a French website. The aircraft in Top Gun Maverick, the adversary aircraft, was Sukhoi Su-57. And the Sukhoi Su-57 completed combat operations over Ukraine. The Russian Air Force has reportedly used four of its new Sukhoi Su-57 fifth-generation fighter jets to carry out attacks against Ukrainian air defense systems. A source close to the operation...
You kind of faded out there, and, in the original Top Gun, they were using American aircraft of similar capabilities to be the adversary. The Russian MiGs were being played by Northrop F-5s, for example.
Yeah, no, but, I guess these are CGI aircraft or actual aircraft that have been painted over with CGI. The Sukhoi Su-57 over Iran.
I'll take a look and see what's going on. But interesting point of trivia, none of the actors in the movie were allowed to actually physically fly the aircraft. Now, Tom Cruise himself is a pilot, and he's a good one. But there is a regulation saying that civilians are not allowed to fly these military aircraft. So, you know, the aircraft were flown by, you know, military pilots, and then they would, you know, put in the actors either optically. I know they built custom-built some cameras that fit inside the cockpit in order to film. Again, I'm going to take a look at the thing and take a, you know, I'll give you a review when I finally see it.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. In my mind, is one of the main things is this attempted murder of Justice Kavanaugh there in the Supreme Court. This is so dangerous. I mean, this is a threat right to the center of our of everything we hold dear, of our, you know, basically laws and everything else, whatever. So our Constitution. For one thing, I called you before about this. I thought that, and I think this even goes even more, they have to take the United States Marshal Service away from the Justice Department. It used to be run by the federal courts before, and it was basically there to serve and basically to protect the federal courts. That's what originally the services meant, I think, probably in the early 1800s or so. And they need to do that again, Mike. They need to it needs to be fully independent, run by the courts, for the courts, rather than the Justice Department, which is so corrupt today, so rotten to the core, that you cannot trust them. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if yet they arrested this guy. But I wouldn't be surprised if this guy, if they had something to do with this guy in the first place. And basically, it's a threat. See, we caught him this time, but who knows what could happen next time. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. This is how evil this FBI and Justice Department is today. This Merrick Garland, he's a horrible little man. He's a demon. He even looks like a demon when you look at him. So, it needs to be, I haven't heard anybody yet say anything like this. I mean, anybody like in the public or anything like that. But it needs to be in this independent security service run for and by the courts, period. If you look at that, remember that female judge a year or two ago, I think she was in Jersey, and her husband was murdered, okay? I mean, also it was some kind of a controversial case she was involved in. This shouldn't be happening, Mike. This is a, you know, you may not like a lot of these judges, a lot of, you know, courts and stuff, but still, I mean, this goes to the very heart of our justice system and is a very, very serious matter. I just don't know what they're going to do, you know? Meanwhile, they're making a big deal about this nonsense, this January 6th stuff, while patriots rot in jail while this goes on. Think they're going to take our minds off the inflation and all that that's got going? No, not going to happen.
Well, no, it isn't. And I noticed that they are actually not spending a lot of news cycles on the January 6th prisoners, because that's become a very negative thing in the minds of Americans.
Right, but yet they're going full bore with it. From what I understand, they really they think they're so out of touch with the American people, Mike, that they just, you know. It just, in some ways, it's good because it's going to cost them dearly. It's going to cost them the Senate, and it's going to cost them the House. Hopefully, we're going to get real patriots coming in there rather than just political hacks. But as far as what happened with Justice Kavanaugh, or almost happened, this is very serious, Mike. I don't know what you think, but I think
it's very, very serious. And, you know, I think these protesters in front of Kavanaugh's house, you know, and I noticed they're not staying on the sidewalk, which would be considered a public space. They're walking up on his lawn. And, this is, you know, one of the three branches of government. And when you look at the big stink they tried to make over protesters at the Capitol building, there should be an equal stink about protesters at the homes of the Supreme Court judges, along with the fact that whoever doxed the justices and published their addresses, you know, that's That's,
you know,
excitement.
Mike, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, Hal Turner. He was, you know, you say right wing. I mean, this guy was, you know, he was out there. Let's put it like that. He was out there. He was crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he put out some judges' names that were involved in some kind of a case. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I think it had something to do with race. That's why he put it out. He really, you know, you talk about racist. This guy really was a racist. Okay. No question about it. But he put something out, gave the judges names, not only names, mm-hmm. he doxed where they lived and everything, and he was arrested, as he should have been arrested. He did a number of years in prison. Turned out he said he probably was a federal informant himself. You know, remember that? He came out.
I remember that.
But still, he went to prison for this, even as a federal informant. I mean, yeah, that went a step, like the movie Bridge Too Far. Well, that was a step too far, you know?
Yeah.
And yet, look what's going on now with the Supreme Court. Unbelievable. All right, Mike. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because it's kind of disturbing, you know?
Well, no, it's a serious, serious situation. And I'm very sympathetic to the justices because they're caught in this real dilemma. If they allow the mob to sway their vote on Roe versus Wade, it destroys the integrity and legitimacy of the Supreme Court. That's an attack on our three branches of government right there. But I can understand that the justices and their families are concerned for their personal safety because the Democrats just voted down or blocked that law to provide additional security for them. Now, these justices do make a fair amount of money, and, you know, hopefully they can hire some private security at least for the duration of this crisis.
Well, they got about, from what I understand, they have a Supreme Court police makes up about 200, and I guess they can provide a certain amount of security, but Marshals Service is it's the big one. It's the large, very large agency, and it was actually started out, and that's not just for the Supreme Court, that's for all the federal courts, and that's what it was really started out for. When you look at the Old West, like Wyatt Earp, Pat Masterson, they were actually handling federal territories. They weren't states yet for the courts. This is basically either run by the court.
Yes.
The marshals were doing the services of the courts in managing some of these territories. So keeping the peace and all that. But basically, their main function was security and safety of the courts and of court-related matters, like protecting jurors, witnesses, and other things like that. And if you think you can just eliminate and intimidate the courts, it's like the movie Billy Jack. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Billy Jack.
Yes, I did.
Remember what he said? I think he told the sheriff there. Well, when policemen violate the law, there is no law. Well, guess what? When judges are afraid to do their jobs, there is no law. Period. It's anarchy. That's what we're headed for, Mike. Very serious matter.
Yep.
Let's just pray for the best. That's all I can do. Pray for the best. That people can get some common sense. And I think people should really think about taking the U.S. Marshals out of the Justice Department, which is corrupt as the day is long, and making it independent, well, not even independent, put it back under the courts where it belongs. All right, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. And the question that I have here is, where's the counter protest? Because this is feeling like a rent-a-mob where, you know, somebody went on out and they went to a public relations company and said, we need a ruckus in front of Kavanaugh's home here. And you would think in the normal course of the debate that there would be counter-protesters who would be putting themselves between these liberals and the justices to send the message, hey, we will look after you and protect you. All right, we got to take another break here for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to add to your last caller, yeah, it's kind of strange, zero logic here. So you have the BLM and the Antifa burning down cities, looting, and killing, and that's not treated too serious. And then you have the Capitol breach, and that's treated much more severely, and these people, again, behind bars and not getting representation, and this is terrible. They want to send them away forever. It's totally lopsided what we witnessed last summer, the burning down of cities, and what's going on here in Washington. This kangaroo court investigative committee for January 6th is a total joke. But that's not what I called on.
Okay.
What I called on was I actually called on because next Wednesday the FDA is going to meet and discuss vaccines. I don't even want to call them vaccines, inoculations for infants.
Yes.
The COVID messenger RNA. And I did post it on the website, RBN website, along with my form letter that I sent on the very first day of how I expressed myself opposing this action. But understand that the government has already purchased 10 million doses already. So this thing is going to get rubber stamped probably, giving an emergency use authorization. But I want to get a great output return on our listeners, your listeners, on RBN listeners to oppose this. The children are our future. A sick child will be a commitment for life using your resources. And we got to say something. We cannot be silent on this issue. If we remain silent, silence is consent. And these people will get exactly what they want. And we have to stop this some way, somehow. We have to oppose this. We have to be very, very vocal on this issue. We're talking about infants here, for God's sakes. Infants.
Yes, we are.
So if they make this mandatory and a mandate, and next thing you know, the hospitals will have to give it, and you can't, your child can't leave the hospital without getting the shot.
Yeah, whatever happened to my body, my choice.
Yeah, that only applies, for the abortion people there, I guess. I don't know. I had a text about a week ago, maybe a week ago, from Dr. Peter McCullough, and he didn't go into too much detail other than my questions. He wouldn't answer my questions. I think he's picked his battles. But he did say that we will be expecting more disease in the future, and he didn't elaborate more on that, but Dr. Ryan Cole did, so... Autoimmune disorders, cardiac, myocarditis, you name it. Flipping the switches on, basically deactivating your immune system and the abnormal cells in your body finally replicating and you having that disease. That's exactly what we're going to see. I think we're going to see hospitals are going to be flooded with truly sick people because of these COVID messenger RNA shots.
Yeah, but it's good for business.
For a little while until you die, then the money's gone.
Yep.
That's it for me, Mike. Like I said, it's on the website, and the website is called opposethefraud.com. Opposethefraud.com. You have until the 13th of June, midnight, to get an opposition letter in to these people. It gives you a code and everything, so it's. There's a tracking on it, so opposethefraud.com. Click the green tab and fill it out, and let them know.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and the lines are all open now, 512-248-8252. A couple of bits of news from the space program. The James Webb Space Telescope is in for 7 light years of bad luck. Well, 7 years of bad luck. Apparently, one of the main mirror segments was struck by a micrometeorite, and they're saying the damage is very light. The mirror is still capable of carrying out its planned mission. And, I think this idea of parking the web out by the Lagrange point may have not been the best idea, because those Lagrange points are kind of like gravitational wells that there's a lot of debris in them. And I know the Webb telescope is orbiting the Lagrange point, but there's still going to be a lot of debris in that area, including debris being newly sucked in, which may be what happened here. Now, the other piece of news coming out of the space program is the Mars Ingenuity helicopter has developed a little bit of a problem due to the temperature extremes on Mars. One of the sensors, the inclinometer that keeps it level while it's flying, has died. But the technicians think that they can continue to carry out science with this helicopter. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Call on in and let's chit-chat. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Mike, you know, on your website, it still says it's a repeat. Take that off.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that off.
Mike, I want to ask first, where is Marco from Alabama? Kevin from West Virginia and Lenny from California. They haven't called in a while, and I like them to call in. Because, you know, I'm okay. We're kind of like isn't it kind of like a close-knit family in a way? Like, you know, when you don't hear from people who... Lenny from California and Kevin we haven't heard from in a while. You know, so call in if you're listening. But, Mike, I want to talk about Snake Island.
Okay.
Russia put S-400 on Snake Island, right?
Yes.
It's not as small as people made it out to be, like this island. I mean, it's not like it's... I mean, is it the size of Gilligan's Island? I don't know. But, yeah, okay. I mean, some people made it sound like it was so tiny, you can barely fit a truck on there, you know? I mean, it's an island, man, you know? So they put that, and you know they put Iskander M's in Kherson, and they moved Iskander M's in Belarus on the border. So, I mean... Where do you think Russia's going to... Mike, once the Donbass is going to... Ukraine can't exist like this, right? Like, I mean, they can't... Because the weapons are going to keep getting brought in. So you know they're going to Odessa, right? And they're going to Transnistria. But I'm saying, do you think they're going to go to Kiev or Lvov? They're going
to
have to, right?
Well, that depends on the long-range missiles. And Russia has already stated that if the West continues to provide long-range missiles to Ukraine, that Russia will take more Ukrainian territory to create a buffer or safety zone to protect them from those long-range rockets.
And that was Sergei Lavrov who said that, I think, right? He said the longer the range missiles, the more kilometers we're going to take to buffer that. So,
yes.
I mean, if you think it. But, I mean, Mike, what about, like, the... It's not the range missiles. What about the people they're bringing in? You know, like to send in, like, you know, agent provocateurs. And so, I mean, they need a longer... I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Dnieper River. I don't know. I'd like to see Lvov get hit a couple good times with that Stefan Bandera statue and the Stefan Bandera stadium.
I would like to see Zelensky and Putin sit down and... you know, maybe solve this whole thing, you know, with a game of backgammon or something and say, oh, you win this city and I won that city and, you know, or a chess game. I understand Putin is an excellent chess player.
Yeah, Mike, did you watch Putin when he had... if you look at him versus, like, anything coming out of our side of the world, they're idiots over here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mike, they are.
Oh, did you see him talking about, like... He knows, I mean, about the grain and about the amounts of... I mean, Mike, you know Russia's got to be at $40 to, like, balance the budget, right, in terms of the oil price. They're at $123 for Brent crude. So, look, I mean, who runs Barter Town right now, right?
Yes.
Neon gas, wheat, barley, sunflower oil. I mean, if you look at... Oh, Mike, by the way, neon gas, there's... Did you know neon gas, a lot of it comes from Ukraine? There's a guy in Ukraine who owns... One factory in Ukraine and the other one in Russia. Russia's just cornered the market in Ukraine. Oh, Mike, the Ukrainian neon gas, which is in Mariupol. So the guy owns, and the guy has a patent. I don't know what his name is, but he has a patent on the process for neon gas, supposedly. But, I mean, if you look, neon gas is needed.
Neon isn't used all that much anymore. I mean, much of what passes for neon lighting is actually mercury vapor, you know, with colored filters.
But it's used in, semiconductors, Mike. They use that in the process of semiconductors. So if you can actually look that up and just do some, I'm really not, you know, I know semiconductors, but I don't know that, you know. But I'm just thinking, I mean, and then actually I want to, if Pete calls in, he was wrong on the T-72. The tank is not an obsolete. T-72 tank is actually a platform. Okay, the T-72 platform is the TOS-1 Barentina, which is the one that sends incendiary and also thermobaric rounds, and also that BMP Terminator. You saw that, right? They brought in the Terminator. That's all built on the T-72 platform. So T-72 tank is a platform. Tanks can be upgraded.
Yes.
You know, with modern optics and stuff like that. So to say the tank's obsolete, I don't think the battleship's obsolete, the aircraft carrier's obsolete. I don't think the tank's obsolete and armor personnel carriers are obsolete just because of this style of warfare. Mike, do you realize we haven't seen this style of warfare ever? Like where you're fighting against an 8-year NATO-trained group, an army, right? Like, when's the last time you've seen something like this? It wasn't in Iraq.
World War II.
Yeah, exactly. And who's and Mike, Russia's already won, guys. There's no way Ukraine or NATO is going to be able to correct that. It's already been won on the economic and the battlefield. Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, how you doing? Good day to you. Last week, I haven't been able to call your show this week, but last week you had some guy saying that that guy from, I think the guy was from Philadelphia, Mike. He said, oh, the guy from Tom, he was talking about us. He had brought something about Spanish, Mike, that Spanish should be okay, and something about the yell at him and all that. I'm like, I didn't get where this guy was actually coming from. Then I realized this guy's saying, now we have to accept a different language as our national language, basically, how this guy was making it sound. I'm like, hey, so telling me, Mike, okay, basically, Spanish should be acceptable? What the heck is that all about? No, it shouldn't be acceptable. That's like saying, why isn't German acceptable, Mike? Why isn't people speaking?
Okay, Tom, you're cutting in and out, and I'm not sure why. But we're losing a lot of what you're saying.
Can you hear me now?
Now, first of all, the United States does not have an official language, okay? I mean, Canada has two official languages, French and English. The United States has never actually declared an official language of this country, and that may be a big part of where the confusion is coming from because, you know, people come on in and say, well, you know, we're not required to learn English, and therefore we're going to go on speaking Swahili or whatever it is they spoke in the old country.
We cannot balkanization of the country, number one. We're allowing a whole different cultural identity to come here. They don't give a damn about our founding fathers. They don't give a damn about no Constitution or Bill of Rights, okay?
Okay, Tom, you're fading in and out. I don't know what's wrong with your phone, if it's a cordless phone or a cell phone, but, you know, we're having a real hard time here getting your message.
Can you hear me, Mike?
No, you're still breaking up. It sounds like some really bad modulation. Like, is this a cell phone you're using?
Yes, sir. No, not
a... Okay, well, whatever it is, it's not working. It's unfortunately, we've got a bad signal. We're hearing the encryption noises or the digitization sounds. And you might want to try and hanging up and calling back in and see if you can get through. Okay, Tom, please call back. The control room disconnected you, and please call back on in, and hopefully we'll get a better connection here. While we're waiting for Tom to call back in, I do want to go back and talk about this situation with the Supreme Court justices, and I'm rather concerned that so much attention is being focused on Brett Kavanaugh, and it feels like somebody has decided that he is the most likely to be successfully swayed to vote in favor of, Roe versus Wade, or keeping Roe versus Wade. One of the problems that we're dealing with here is everyone's talking about a constitutional right to abortion. It doesn't exist. It's not in the Constitution. It's sort of an idea of, if you say the Constitution does this, then that is going to cover something else that's going on, and we've seen the abuses of that kind of an approach. For example, where exotic dancers are saying that their performances are covered by the First Amendment, and therefore the government can't regulate, what they wear or if they wear anything at all. And so there's a little bit of confusion there. But as a strict constitutionalist, the fact is abortion just isn't there. And there does seem to be a lot of focus on Kavanaugh. The other justices, I don't know to what extent they're being protested. I think we can presume that the liberal justices are not being harassed and protested against. But definitely Kavanaugh is. And so somebody seems to think that he might succumb to these kind of threats. Now, my understanding is that there was already the draft of the decision, which to me says the vote may have actually already taken place, and they're just going to announce it on the 13th. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Tom did not call back. This is Scotty in New York. Hello, Scotty. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. R. Mm-hmm. I haven't called in since you had Amon Bundy on. What was that, like a year before COVID, 2 years before COVID?
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I really enjoy how you do the news. You really do one of a kind. Even though you're limited on some things, you really are one of the great forces of RBN. I called to comment about last night you were having discussions about RBM. I haven't had internet since Steve Elkins was playing some good video on Sunday, and then the internet cut out. It just came on about an hour ago. I was listening on the phone lines.
Okay.
But you were talking about electric cars, and a lot of people had a lot of comments. Clearly, you don't know what's going on. The real truth with the electric cars is there's many battery technologies that have been hidden and suppressed, some from over 100 years ago that were like metal ones. And during the Who Killed the Electric Car documentary series, as according to both the director and the head actor dude, before their death, they said it's not a fiction, it's a documentary.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was They Live. Anyway, the deal is in those two movies, the Revenge of the Electric Car, they speak about three other different battery technologies that they didn't do. But the little whatever that little car was that GM put out in test areas, it only worked with 10 or 12 regular old-fashioned lead-acid batteries, and it was an amazing performer. But they silenced it. Now, we have higher technology. You were talking about an electric car would charge itself if it was a Tesla. That's what Tesla technology does. And there still is in his original car that he made somewhere in some museum somewhere. But nobody mentioned Paul Pantone's GEET system, G-E-E-T. Do you know of it, Mike?
No, I do not.
Okay, I'll explain it briefly. It was given open source a couple of years before I found that guy doing the plasma tech, Mehran Keshi. And first, I was studying the GEET, because I'm in a free energy special interest group where we do free energy stuff. It's called True Vision of Peace /FESIG, which is Free Energy Special Interest Group. We do have a public group that we meet Thursdays on Zoom that we're building a free energy device, the Adams motor. But during my studies, I had studied the GEET motor. What it does, it can convert any gasoline engine or any diesel engine to run on plasma instead of a liquid gas that burns very uncleanly. The GEET system uses the heat from the exhaust system from a tube inside of it that's not connected, so it's just getting the heat. So it heats the liquid gas before it puts it in. It doesn't matter if it's a carburetor or fuel injection. They're burning liquid. The deal is this system uses magnetism and a Venturi action and heating the gas so it's actually a plasma. It burns so cleanly that you could drink the water coming out of the exhaust pipe and you could run it in your living room all week long and breathe the oxygen coming out of it. And no matter how old or dirty the engine is,
That's quite a claim there.
It's all provable. We've built them. It is difficult to do it to a car. The reason I speak about it, with the price of gas and electric being outed, you want to convert a generator. You can still get cheap little parts at Home Depot, even though they're three times the price, and you convert it. So the whole deal is it uses magnetism also. It converts the liquid gas to a plasma, and it burns so cleanly that it has things. Now, it's released open source to the public. Just search for it. Now, they do suppress everything. It's you'll find stuff that it's, just like they'll say Dr. Savy doesn't. Yeah. So I say people should be discussing that. But as far as the Who Killed the Electric Car, that was a very decent car. They can make electric cars, and the same thing with solar. You said yourself, I heard you say, that they're not efficient enough. They really are efficient enough. They won't allow it to be efficient enough. They only want things that aren't efficient that they could the government pays for, like nuclear and the wind and all this. So the deal is there's always ways. Now, let me explain one thing that really, really woke me up. I don't think you could find it, but back in the same days where I was studying the GEET system, there was video on YouTube. It was some farmer. He had a Wisconsin engine, six-cylinder, from his tractor. Now, he was a farmer, and he said, out of 10 tractors, this tractor was 100 times better, or maybe 10 times better than any of them. And, and he showed it was just the engine from it, and it was Wisconsin, which is a really a big manufacturer. And from analyzing it, you could see it was using the same principle as the GEET. It was an enormous exhaust manifold swirling, like a big swirl, and it was clearly heating up and mixing the gas-fuel mixture before it burned it. So what that shows you is all these manufacturers of these automobiles around the globe are purposely putting out ineffective technology and suppressing, okay. And this goes in with medical. And so I just wanted to add that, and I won't keep your whole show.
Yeah, because we're getting close to the end, and I got a bunch of other callers there. So
I'll yield then. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much here. And Tom in Florida called on back, so let's go to Tom in Florida. Hi, Tom. I hope the connection's better.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound a lot better.
Okay, yeah, Mike. Now, getting back to what I was just trying to make real quickly, Mike, yeah, we got to keep this basically one common language. What all these illegal aliens are coming here, Mike, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to teach them English over there, going to keep their native tongue of Spanish. Mike, this country cannot survive like that because eventually they're going to want to go to that cultural identity because they really don't give a damn about white America, Mike, an Anglo-Northern European culture. Mike, you got to face reality here. We cannot allow this. That's like all little Chinese coming here by the millions. And they're going to want to keep their Chinese identity. No, this country, you sublimate, you become an American, you speak the common language, and that's it. And, Michael, we keep allowing all these different dialects into this country, and eventually they're going to, we will go, it's going to lead to a faster civil war, Mike. This country cannot absorb this. This government's got to adopt, with this new Congress coming in, they're going to say official language of the country is English. The flag is one, we only have one flag, Mike. The American flag, the United States of America, red, white, and blue. We're going to have different flags. The Chinese flag has five stars on it, the big flag, the big star in the middle, and the other five are subservient stars to tell the rest of the continents, you're going to be subservient to China. These red commie Chinese, that's all they are under world domination forever. And they're doing it due to all water, Chinese water torture, Mike. That's not bull crap anymore here. The same with the Jews.
All right,
Jews,
well, listen, you know, Tom, you know, I feel obliged to make a comment here. My approach toward immigration is that if somebody wants to come to this country through the legal immigration process, take the citizenship test, and, you know, go through the paperwork, they should be welcome. I think we need to keep making an issue that it's the illegal immigration that is leading to skyrocketing fentanyl use, human smuggling, prostitution, sexual exploitation of children. And, you know, the instant they set foot over that border, they are technically criminals, and I do have a problem with that.
Absolutely, Mike. Of course they are. They are criminals. And, Mike, again, our police officers are not speaking multiple languages, Mike. Most of these police officers, these municipalities, Mike, they speak one common language. We cannot allow, Mike, we cannot allow Bosnia-Herzegovina here. We cannot allow Croatia, what happened back in the 90s. We know, Mike, I totally say we should be a monogenous on one language, and that's it. Bottom line, the Germans are not, 138 million Germans are not speaking German, okay? And they produce a lot of stuff in this country, rocketry and every other thing.
Yes, they do. There's a lot of Germans in this part of Indiana. And I would be in favor of declaring an official language for the United States of America. But you realize the instant you suggest that, they're going to say, oh, you're being racist. You're being, you know, anti-immigrant and so forth and so on. Anyway, listen, Tom, we're almost out of time.
I really don't care about this. Okay, Tom, calm down.
Take a Valium. We're going to let you go here because I got two more calls and I got to try and fit them in before the end of the show. So we're going to go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to mention about the problem with people fading in and out, or you hear the digital noise, you know, the signal fading and stuff like that. One thing I found was causing that is a lot of, I can't speak for the Apple phones because I don't use them, but on the Android phones, you often have an option to allow the phone to use voice over IP when you're connected to Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that that caused a lot of digital problems and breakups and stuff like that. The feature can be turned off in the settings of the phone. So I have my, you know, voice over Wi-Fi feature turned off, and lo and behold, I don't have those problems anymore. So.
Okay, well, that would make a lot of sense here. Claire and I do use the iPhones. We have voice over IP applications like Zoom and Skype, but when we make a call, it's just a regular old-fashioned phone call and everything.
No.
So
Skype operates fine just off of 4G or 5G. I do it all the time. So
well, Skype, we use Skype here to send the audio for this program here. So yeah, we're very familiar with that. Anyway, listen, Glenn, we're going to let you go here.
Okay, bye bye.
Thank you very much for the phone call and for the information about voiceover Wi-Fi. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I stumbled across, since that guy brought it up, I stumbled across a guy who's claimed to be a private eye, and I've got his video. He says it's free to use. I'll post it up on the Facebook page for Republic Broadcasting. If somebody wants to find it, I've got it posted in several places around the web. He says that in April, somewhere in 2020, AT&T, according to their customer, Chiron, changed the policy. You cannot completely turn off a phone anymore. You can even go to their webpage and turn off receive text, receive calls. It doesn't matter. The location data is still pinging the tower. And you can prove this. You can prove this with an analog microphone, plugged into a guitar amp or something. Just set your phone next to it, and you'll hear it doing the you'll hear it. And sometimes you can even hear the dang data stream out of them, broadcasting live audio, unencrypted. Phone encryption is a joke. I've got numerous recordings and local witnesses on my local cable TV access station. When this happened to our phones locked up, I broadcast the audio of people's living room or wherever they were at, janitor running a vacuum cleaner, gossips talking around a gazebo, you know, community circle, stuff like that. And some people really have a tort and are real victims of this because they got accused of recording people when they weren't. It was their dang phone locking up our phone lines. I think Windstream ended up filing bankruptcy for it. I'd love to find a lawyer that would help me sue over this, but even William Benning's lawyer
blew me off. Well, you need to check that end-user license agreement because, there's a lot of stuff buried in there about how they can use your data any way that they want. I always assume that my smartwatch and my smartphone are listening to me and following me around. I'm just not doing anything that, you know, I'm concerned about anybody spying on, but if I were... You know, they do make cases for smartphones that will block all radio, including GPS.
Yeah. A metal box works best because they can still hear the microphone. They can reserve audio with an app of corrupted. Ben Gurion University did a proof of concept on this using a non-Wi-Fi iPod. They turned the dang earphones into audio recording, and a program would corrupt old files that you hadn't listened to reserve memory. Then you go plug it back in,
okay.
And it would upload
Mike,
files.
Mike, I need to let you go. We are at the end of the show, and let's see here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to everybody who's donating to RBN to keep us going through these very, very difficult times here. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. So have yourself a good evening, and aloha, America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.